Now, from Hollywood, Romance. Romance. Transcribed stories of love and adventure, of comedy and crisis, of conflict and human emotion. Today, a tender love story, a touching moment in the lives of two young people, starring Olive Sturgis and Bill Idelson in San Francisco Incident.
Starts to rain like this, I think of this thing that happened back in 1940. Well, that isn't such a long time ago. A war ago, a song ago, maybe a love ago. What can you say about time that hasn't already been said? We clock it, we rate it, we price it, and we run by it. Yet no one's ever been able to hold it down long enough to take a good look at it. We can only look back at it. Now, 1940 was sort of squeezed in between a depression and a war. And in every city in the country, you could find kids looking for something to get started on. Something to get hold of. Mostly, they just wanted jobs. Sometimes, they just got in trouble.
This is the 16th precinct. Yes, ma'am. You want the city dog pound? Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you. Sit down on the bench there. What's your full name?
Jock Philip Brown.
Your age?
19.
Date of birth?
January 16th,
1921. 1-16-21. Place?
Hello, precinct.
Toledo, Ohio.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Where do you live?
What's that address?
No place.
Where do you work?
No place.
No visible means of support. Piling up, son. All right, hold your head up.
Eyes.
Hazel. Complexion. Ruddy. Build. Medium. Hair brown. Okay, against the wall there.
Hi, Sarge, is him?
Yeah, just booking him in. Jock Brown, Magic.
Hi. Listen, they printed your picture in my paper for the evening edition. I'd like a follow-up story. How about it?
69 and a half inches. What do you weigh?
160.
Okay, over here.
Why'd you hit Sergeant Gentry, Brown?
This hand first. Right in the ink. That's it. Roll. Press. Roll. Press. Roll. Press.
Did Sergeant Gentry steal your girl?
Press. Wise guy. All right, your other hand. Roll. Press. Roll. Press. Roll.
Did you know he was a police officer when you hit him?
No, I didn't.
But you would have hit anyway, huh?
Press. Oh, I guess so.
Okay, wipe your hands on this.
Thanks.
Just one of those days, huh?
I know, empty your pockets.
How long you been in San Francisco?
A day.
Fountain pen, match folder. That's it?
Yes, sir.
You've been looking for work?
Yeah.
No luck, huh?
Not much.
You broke?
Yeah.
Where'd you sleep last night?
In a parked car.
All right, here. Sign this. Right here. I have both copies.
Oh.
What were you doing on Halleck Street?
Just happened to be there.
All right, that's fine. Let's go.
Oh, wait a minute. Anybody you want to phone?
No.
You sure, kid?
Nobody.
Hey, Gentry.
Hmm?
Yeah, come here a second. Sit down, please. Look, Gentry, I've been a police reporter 8 years or more. We both know that kid's never seen the inside of a station house.
Always a first time.
Well, what are you going to put on that report?
Vagrancy, unprovoked assault.
He hurt you?
Yes, sir.
Say, Brown, if my paper puts up bond to keep you out of jail, will you do me a favor?
What favor?
Answer one question. Why'd you slug Sergeant Gentry? Why, John?
If I told you, it probably wouldn't make any sense anyhow.
Well, this is off the record, son. Take Mashey's proposition. Stay out of jail if you can. It isn't a very nice place.
I remember all this happened 16 years ago in San Francisco. 16 years. Yeah, those are the days when you could go to a movie for 35 cents. And if you couldn't afford that, you could sit home and listen to Orson Welles. Ink Spots were singing Do I Worry? Glenn Miller had the hottest band in the land. Oh, in case you didn't recognize me, back there I was a reporter, Mashey. Still on the same beat. But I've never had a story quite like that one.
I got a lift with a man who seemed friendly. He said he might be able to do me some good for a job. He gave me a card. I didn't have any streetcar fare, so I started walking. That's how I met her. I was going up one side of that street, and she was coming down the other. We were the only two people in sight, and she crossed over.
Pardon me. Pardon me, please. Can you tell me how to get to Market Street? I'm a stranger here.
I'm awfully sorry. I'm just new here, too. I don't know anything about the streets.
Oh, dear. Well, isn't that always the way? To ask another stranger how to get somewhere every time.
Yeah, it seems to be always the way.
Well, at least there's someone else here who doesn't know one street from another.
Yeah.
People who live here and know how to get around seem to look so contented about it. Have you noticed that?
I guess I have noticed that at that. But, yeah, I guess I have.
Well, somebody should be able to tell me where Market Street is.
I crossed it this morning, but I'm so turned around, I don't know. I think it's over that way, but I'm not sure. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'll find it. Thanks just the same.
It sure rains a lot around here.
Oh, certainly does. In Wisconsin, we always have thunder when it rains. There doesn't seem to be any thunder in California.
That's right, there doesn't. Are you from Wisconsin?
Yes.
My home's in Wichita, Kansas. Hey, it's really starting to come down again.
Yes.
There's a doorway. Come on.
Oh. Hope it doesn't keep up too long.
It never seems to last like this for too long. Have you been here long?
Oh, no. Less than a week. Have you?
I just got in town yesterday.
Well... Well, we're both new, aren't we?
Yeah, sure are. Do you work?
Not yet. I'm on my way now to see about a job. I'm a typist.
Oh, really? I'm waiting to see about a job myself. Isn't that something?
Well, yes. I wish you luck on your job.
You too. I wish you good luck.
Thank you.
I wish I could tell you where Market is.
Oh, I'll get there all right. I guess... Someday both of us will be able to get anywhere in town without asking somebody how to get there.
I'm glad you asked me. I mean, yeah. Still seems to be coming down.
It sure does.
Do you know many people here?
No one.
Neither do I. Are you here with your family or some girlfriend or something?
Oh, I came out alone. I don't know anyone here.
I'm Jock.
What?
That's my name, Jock.
Oh. My name's Mary.
Hello.
Hello, Jock.
Hello, Mary.
We'll return to romance in just a moment. Today, an intensely human drama will unfold as City Hospital takes you behind the scenes of a large metropolitan medical institution where even doctors are prey to tragedy and where life's problems must be faced by all. Today's story is The Pediatrician, a gentle and moving story about the rehabilitation of a physician who decides to quit the medical profession after losing his first son at birth. It's a story that could take place anywhere without your even knowing. But it's a story you want to hear. So don't miss City Hospital over most of these same stations a little later on today. And now for the second act of Romance.
You take a little hard luck, a lot of loneliness, throw in some rain, big city, let a pair of youngsters meet on a wet street, and you're bound to come up with what happened there. Now, I didn't say or do anything that wouldn't happen any other time under the same circumstances, but something did happen.
At least we know somebody now.
That's right. We do, don't we?
Uh-huh. Do you live in this neighborhood?
No, I'm just here to see about that job. It's right around the corner.
Oh.
I haven't got a place. I haven't got a place yet.
Oh.
Haven't had time.
I see. Well, seems to be letting up a little now.
Yeah, it does at that.
I guess I better go out and find Market Street.
Yeah, I guess you better.
It was nice to meet you.
Sure nice to meet you, Mary.
Well, bye.
Goodbye.
John?
Yes, Mary?
Don't you really know anybody in town?
No, just you.
Well, Jock?
Oh.
I have a little room with a gas stove in it, and if you don't have plans tonight and you don't know anybody, maybe you'd come over and have dinner with me. Oh, I know it'd be all right with the lady who runs the place, and well, it'd save you eating in a restaurant.
Well, I wasn't going to eat in a restaurant, Mary. I'd like to come over to your place and eat with you. I'd like it a whole lot.
You don't think I'm... Well, that it's wrong, or me not knowing you and all.
Oh, no. No, I should say not. We're already kind of friends anyhow, aren't we?
I guess so.
Well, I don't know. Where do you live?
Oh, well, I'll write the address down for you. Oh, dear. I don't have anything to write with.
Oh, here. Use my pen.
Thank you. Don't have anything to write on.
Here, can you write on this match folder?
Uh-huh. You won't forget and throw it away.
No. No, I should say I won't.
Well, here. Can you read it?
Oh, sure. Sure.
Don't lose it now.
I won't.
Here's your pen. Is 6 o'clock all right?
That'll be fine.
Well, I'll be waiting for you, Doc.
Well, good luck, Mary. Now, I'll see you at 6 tonight. I hope you get your job.
I hope you get yours, too. Bye.
Wait.
Yes?
Mary what?
Oh, Mary Floyd.
I'm Jock Brown.
Don't lose that matchbook.
I'll put it in my inside pocket. Gosh, I feel good knowing someone, Mary. I feel swell.
So do I. Jock, don't be late.
Oh, I won't be late, honest. I'll be there right on time.
Ten minutes after you met this girl, she asked you over to her place for dinner?
Yes, sir.
Just what kind of a girl was she?
Oh, shut up, Gentry.
I'm just trying to find out why I got pushed on the button, that's all.
Well, I told you, I didn't think it'd make any sense.
It's making a lot of sense, Jock. Now, go on. Well, what happened after you met me?
Well, the rain didn't bother me anymore. I wasn't tired so much, and I don't think I was hungry either.
You mean you knew you were going to see her tonight? Is that it, Jock?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was more important than even getting a job. But anyway, I went over to the garage.
Well, what do you want?
Didn't Mr. Alders call you about me?
No, no. What about you?
Well, he told me he was a friend of yours. Said he'd phone you. It's about a job, Mr. Berry.
Huh? Well, come think of it, he did call. Well, look now, I'm in kind of a hurry right now. Why don't you drop in toward the end of the week when I'm not so busy? Huh?
Well, if you've got a minute, Mr. Berry, I'd like to talk to you now, sir.
Okay, come on in.
Thank you, Mr. Berry.
Sit down.
Oh, thank you, sir.
How long have you known Ben Alders, huh?
Oh, not very long.
Well, on the phone, he said you were a pretty nice young fella. Are you?
Well, I try to be, sir.
Ought to wear a coat in this weather.
Yeah, I know.
Now then, Brown, you ready to go to work?
Oh, yes, sir, I sure am.
I get young fellas in here all the time, telling me how tough things are, how hard it is to get started, but all of them afraid to go to work. You've got to work in this life, fella, you know that, don't you?
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to give you a chance. There you are. Take a look at these. I made them, I invented them.
Yes, sir.
Lock Foolers. That's a trade name I thought up for them. Why, son, with these little slips of steel, you can open up any car door, don't care what make it is. Ford, Caddy, Chrysler, anything. I invented them.
Well, I...
You see, people get locked out of the cars every day. They have to call a garage to come help them. Garage man goes up through the floorboards and breaks a window. But with these things, why, do the job right in a jiffy.
Well, that sounds like a swell invention, Mr. Berry.
But had to work at it. I didn't get all this just sitting around telling myself how tough things are.
Well,
now, every garage in this town should have a couple of sets of these on hand just for emergency calls.
Yeah, sure be handy things to have around a garage, all right.
Yes, sir. Well, that's proposition, Brown. What do you say?
You mean I'm hired?
Why, son, you can start right now if you want to. It's only 2:00. You got the rest of the day.
Well, what do I do, Mr. Berry?
You work for yourself, Brown. Not for me, not for anybody, but just for yourself. See, you take, say, 2 dozen of these sets from me. You go out and load them for $3 a set. Any garage you walk into is going to buy them. I know that.
You mean I buy these sets from you and then go out and sell them? Is that the job?
Yes, sir. $10 a dozen. Cash and carry, no bookkeeping. You're your own boss, son.
Didn't Mr. Alders tell you how we met?
No. How?
I was hitchhiking out on the highway and he picked me up. I hadn't eaten for 2 days. He bought me a hamburger. He said he might be able to get me a job so I could get something to eat and a place to sleep.
Well, now, son, you got a way to raise a little cash, ain't you? Watch or something you can hire?
I don't have anything, Mr. Berry. What I've got on... All I've got is on my back. I need a job so I can eat.
Well, sorry. I can only do business on a cash basis, Brown. Now, look, you come around and see me when you can step into this proposition, right? Yes, sir. You give me a ring when you're ready to go. And if Alders said you're okay, then you're okay with me.
I was pretty mad when I left that garage, and I just started out everywhere looking for work. Filling stations, bookstores, restaurants, every place. It was always the same. Come back next week, or we just laid 2 men off. Nobody had a job. All the time I was wandering around in the rain, I was thinking of Mary and how we'd be together at 6:00. It'd be a warm, dry place. We'd eat, we'd talk, and I'd kiss her and She kissed me back.
Hey, you better step back on the curb, fella.
What?
The light's still red.
Oh. Hey, is that clock right?
5:30? Yeah, right on the button.
Listen, I've got an appointment. I wonder if you could tell me how to get to this address.
Now, let me see it. Oh, I can't read this. The ink's run. You ought to wear a coat.
What?
The water's soaked right through your clothes. Hey, you're out of luck if you don't know the number. Nobody could make this out. It's tough, buddy, tough.
No. She'll be waiting for me. No. She'll be waiting for me.
Hey, what's the matter here?
Well, I don't know. He just kind
come
of...
Come on. You can't
walk.
Sit down there.
Can I help you off?
Hey, you drunk? Come on.
Let me alone.
Listen, young fella, you're asking for trouble. If you're sick, just say so. But you can't...
Shut up. Go make out a parking ticket or something.
Want me to take you in, huh? Is that what you want? Get on your feet.
Get your hands off of me. Get them off.
What's your name?
Gordon.
Look, if you're in trouble, say so. You don't want to make a fuss in front of all these people.
I don't like your face.
All right.
I don't like it one bit.
Hey, just what he did.
Okay, that does it. You're under arrest.
What about Mary, Jock?
I suppose she's still waiting for me somewhere in this terrible town.
That's too bad you didn't memorize her address. You wouldn't have gotten in all this trouble.
Yeah.
Jock!
Mary!
Oh, I wondered why you didn't come for dinner.
This the girl?
Yes, sir. Mary, this is Sergeant Gentry.
How do you do?
And Mr. Mashey, he's a reporter.
Hello, Mary.
How do you do? Oh, I saw your picture in the paper, and it said you were being held by the police. Are you in trouble, John?
I hit Sergeant Gentry. It's a long story, Mary. I'm sorry I didn't make it for dinner.
You can tell her about it later. Here. Souvenir.
What's this?
Crime report on Mr. Brown here. There's the door. Two of you get out.
But I don't understand.
Neither do I, but get out of here before I change my mind.
Yes, sir. Come on, Mary. Goodbye, Mr.
Mashey. So long, Jock. Mary.
Mashey, you print a word of that and I'll kill you.
I didn't want to be killed, so I didn't print it. It's just as I said before. When it starts coming down like this, I think of Jock and Mary. I think of them when I hear the million skipping sounds of the rain.
Romance is produced and directed by William Frug. San Francisco Incident was written by John Dawson. Featured in the cast were Olive Sturgis, Bill Idelson, High Averback, Jack Moyles, Tony Barrett, and Paul Duboff. Music is supervised by Jerry Goldsmith. This is Dan Cubberly, inviting you to hear Romance transcribed next week at this same time. Do you know how long it takes for a bullet to get from here to there? Well, that's just about how long it takes for the trouble to start today when a War Department investigator tells United States Marshal Matt Dillon how to run Dodge City in those trigger-happy pioneer days that come to life in no uncertain terms each week on Gunsmoke. Don't miss the excitement on Gunsmoke today when a difference of opinion on how to enforce the law proves to make the difference between life and death for the citizenry of Dodge City. Remember, dramatic thrills are yours on Gunsmoke every Saturday. Listen for it today over most of these same stations.